What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air, making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now. Sandy.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. We have a lot to talk about today, I'm telling you. Of course, the leading thing that everybody's talking about are the elections from yesterday. So we'll start off with the election results. Chris Jacobs won, Nate McMurray lost. Okay, enough of that. Let's move on with the rest of the show. No, there's no sense. Our news department did a good job this morning, and David Bellavia and Tim Winger and the group that were working last night did a good job with that. And Jacobs came through as I thought that's what would happen. McMurray, I remember last thing I heard from him is not until the last vote is counted. There might be a pregnant woman who had a baby just before midnight who wanted to vote for me. So that's that. Is that enough election coverage for you, Tony?
I think you did a very good job.
Comprehensive
sure.
Election coverage right here on the show.
I don't think anybody thought Nate McMurray was going to win.
No. Now, the closest one to Nate McMurray on our staff is Buzzy Beaver.
Wait, what?
Okay, Beamer, if you insist.
Yeah, I would like to say, though, like, Nate McMurray's spending all this time, hey, we got to count the votes. He's drawing more attention to the fact that, oh, man, I've got to run this exact same race again in November.
And get clobbered. Anyway, a lot to talk about today. I have three different subject lines, and they're all important. First of all, Bubba Wallace. At the end, Emily Latella said to the public at large, never mind, it apparently was not a noose, according to the FBI. Now, the FBI sent 15 agents down there to investigate it because they thought it was reported as being a noose in a black man's garage. So, obviously, you've got to really jump on this and get this thing straightened out. Well, they went down there, and apparently it wasn't a noose. It's been up since 19. It was there before he was even assigned that garage, and it was a pull rope for, you know, how high the doors can get sometimes if they're not electric, hard to reach. It's a pull string for it. It's not a string. It was a rope, okay? But there's more. Bubba says, that's not a pull rope. That is a noose. And so he is contradicting the 15 agents of the FBI because the NASCAR is looking a little silly now without doing their due diligence. So my first question is, Bubba Wallace, lessons learned. And my I always get the first shot at it, which is nice. It's like the first piece of cake, right? Okay, here's my lesson learned from Bubba Wallace. Are you ready? No rush to judgment. All right, do not rush to judgment. That's the Bubba Wallace story. Next, we have a lot of people not happy when Phase 4 shows up in about a week. The gyms will not be included in that, nor will the malls, nor will the movie theaters. So these are things that a lot of people use. Gyms, I don't know how I'm going to get my daily workout done. I'm going to just have to give up working out and have Pop-Tarts. The malls I don't care about, but a lot of people do. And the movies, definitely. I heard Lynn Kinsella. We love Lynn Kinsella. We want Lynn Kinsella's theater in East Aurora open. So that's the second one. The third one is very interesting, isn't it, boys and girls? The governor of New York State, here's something to worry about. We've learned from the other states that when something horrendous like is going on in right now at the Chop House there in Seattle, okay, what's going on there? First, it has to be handled by the mayor. Next, it has to be handled by the governor. All right, you got that? Now, we live in New York State, unfortunately. Our mayor for New York City is de Blasio. Our governor is Mr. Cuomo, Mr. Andrew Cuomo, okay? You know how he looks at these topplings of statues and monuments and government things like that? He says, this is a quote, they're a healthy expression. A healthy expression. Decapitating statues, burning statues, toppling statues, and that's a healthy expression? Well, what happens if this really gets... Some of it's already started in New York City with the initial rush. But what happens if they get into this big time? What's going to happen? The mayor's wife is going to make a decision because she's in charge of that now. Even if it goes to the mayor, that loony tune, can you count on any help from him? And then it goes to the governor, and the governor says, you know what? It's a healthy expression. Now, you have some audio of Mr. Cuomo to back up what I'm saying? Buzzy?
Yes. Here it is.
Yes.
And look, people are making a statement about equality, about community, to be against racism, against slavery. I think those are good statements. And it depends, you know, can you overdo it? Of course you can. But in New York, I don't think we've overdone it. And I think it's a healthy expression of people saying,
bingo. Let's go. It's a healthy expression. So when this hits the fan, and it probably will in New York, you can't count on the mayor's wife to stop it. You can't count on the mayor to stop it. And from the expression of what Cuomo just said, we can't count on Cuomo. So basically, boys and girls, it's open house on New York State. And what happens? What happens when those some of the businesses are out already is that tax dollars are lost, which means we have to make it up. We have to make it up. So that's what I'm saying. That's kind of ridiculous. So first of all, let me go to my guys, and we'll do that when we come back after the break on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach and Company. I always ask my guys to give me their opinions on the questions I'm asking you. All right, the first question, Bubba Wallace, lessons learned. I said the lesson learned is do not rush to judgment. Thank you, Johnny Cochran. What do you think, Tony? What's the lesson learned from Bubba Wallace and the noose?
Well, it's not just with Bubba Wallace. The left jumps to conclusions right off the bat. And that's the one thing I've noticed. And you watch, you can see the reaction on social media. Something happens, the left erupts while the right sits back, waits for things to unfold, and then comments on it. So I agree with you. Definitely a rush to judgment.
Okay, what do you think? What do you think there, Buzzy?
Not only what did we learn, but what are we reminded? As Tony said, the media, the way they were covering this, it's like they wanted it to be true. And no journalism went into this. There was no one asking any questions. It's 2020, Sandy. If I walk in here and a pin exploded on the clipboard where we sign in, I'd probably take a picture of it. It's 2020. There's no picture of this. Of this noose that Bubba Wallace, even last night, says it was a straight-up noose, even though every door at Talladega had a pull string on it. And I think it's just completely irresponsible to, A, say something that didn't happen if it truly didn't happen. If you were truly fooled, why go 100% until anything's confirmed? And that goes for the media. Why not let the investigation take place before going 100% all in on this, especially the times we're in with everything going on, to have this out there like NASCAR and its fans are all racist when it turned out to be something very similar to Jesse Smollett.
And you know who really stubbed their toe on this besides the media would be NASCAR itself because they assumed what he assumed turned out to be wrong. But they made mention of the rebel flag, anybody having one of those is a moron, and all this. They did a lot of insulting of people who might want to go to their races. Now is not a good time to be pulling that kind of stuff.
It's just a really bad look, I think, for all three involved, Bubba Wallace, the media, and NASCAR.
Okay, no surprise now, with the media fanning the flames, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
This
no,
is what
no
they
surprise
do.
At all. Now, both of you on this one. Phase 4, when it shows up probably next week, will not include gyms, malls, and movie theaters. What do you think, Tony?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I was hoping that the malls would be open. I'm not a big moviegoer, so the movie theaters won't impact me as much, but I understand that others want to get out and go see movies, especially, you know, you got Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 3 coming out. Gyms, I want to see it.
Out of all the movies there are in the world, you picked that one?
I loved those movies when I was younger.
Oh, Tony, hand in your academic awards, will you?
I never received any. Went to Burgard, you forgot.
There's a shocker, isn't it? Okay.
The gyms, I'd like to see them open as well. I know a lot of people like Joe are eager to get back into the gym and get working out. I think there are ways that you can do it where it is safe and healthy and will not put anyone at risk.
Didn't Bill and Ted have an excellent adventure like 30 years ago? Are they getting a little old for it?
They do look a little old, but that's what makes it interesting.
Okay. Well, what do you think, Buzzy?
I will read a tweet from a very intelligent man who tweeted this out yesterday, at the Joe Beamer on Twitter. This is unacceptable. New York State already has an obesity problem with more than 50% of the state overweight. It rained most of the day today. A gym would have been nice. Also, not reopening the malls is leaving thousands without a job and could force more business to close permanently.
And about the movie theaters?
Well, that goes hand in hand.
Aren't you going to go see Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
I can't wait to go with Tony to see Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
We're going to Lynn Cassell's place to get popcorn.
But that falls right in. I mean, we're already seeing what could be happening with the AMC. They might never reopen. I mean, they're looking to sell right now with the money they have lost. And you look at the mall, a lot of specialty stores that specialize in prom dresses and outfits for summer events, weddings. I mean, this is their time and to make money, and they're closed.
Never mind that. The beef jerky store, I can't get to it with the mall
too.
Closed.
Plus, the prom time is just about over. It's June 24th.
Right.
I think the prom time is over.
I still wear my dress, though?
The third one, Governor Cuomo says that the toppling of statues and burning and decapitating them and stuff like that, it's a healthy expression. I'd like your opinion of how this bodes for New York State, knowing that he's the top one in charge. The second one is the mayor of New York, and next to him is his wife.
Man, you're talking about the dummies leading the dummies. I think that's a stupid statement on Cuomo's part. How is it healthy? That's my question.
This is just inviting people to come here and do it.
Yeah. Hey, come on in. You know, our door's open.
Knock 'em
you want to trash that area? Go for it.
We have a lot of statues and stuff. Come on by. All right. What do you think?
No, this is bad.
Buzzy, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like what we talked about yesterday. You have a problem with a monument or a statue, then, you know, bring it to the leaders of the state or the town that the monument is in. But saying it's a healthy expression to go take it into your own hands and rip down the statue monument is unresponsible from the governor, or irresponsible from the governor, and it, like you said, it sets a bad.
It's almost like he's what's the word I'm looking for? He feels slighted because he wants New York to be number one in everything, include lawlessness. And, you know, I'm sure he sits there in his beautiful palatial home and says, "What's this, Minnesota? Huh? Washington? You got to be kidding! With a little help from Wisconsin." These are all minor players. We're New York. We're the Big Apple. We got a lot of stuff you can topple. I wish they would, topple more so that we could be in the news more. It's ridiculous and certainly not very responsible for a guy who's supposed to be the CEO of New York State. What the hell does that say? Yeah. When they come in, a bad boy, what you gonna do when they come for you in your state? It's just amazing to me.
It's really just inviting those actions.
Why anybody lives in New York, including myself, by the way, is beyond me. It really is.
I think we should take down the statue of David because he no longer looks like he can still play.
The statue of David. Oh, yeah. David looks like he could definitely still play.
Depends, David, on what try kind of, some Nugenics.
What kind of ball is he good at?
Nothing anymore.
Nothing. Okay. Yeah. I think I'm trying to convince Bernie that we should get married in Las Vegas and stay there. But no, she doesn't want to do that.
Good buffets.
Okay. Buffets every day, Bernie. No. Oh, that's right. They don't have buffets anymore.
And they also have In-N-Out Burger and Carl's Jr.
Hey, stop it.
In-N-Out Burger sold me.
Are we all going? Come on.
No, but I mentioned the wedding there, and then what burger did you mention? I think that was really bad. That's a bad thing. You're insulting my wife-to-be. What's the matter with you? You know what I'm talking about? Wait till I lose the 50 pounds and reload. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, I've always bragged that we have the smartest audience in radio. We really do, honestly. But every once in a while, a doubt creeps in, okay? I just finished a commercial for Bath Fitter, and there's a sentence in it. It says, Bath Fitter has immediate avails for free in-home consultations. Somebody actually printed up on the screen, right there. What does avails mean? Okay, avails would be short for availability. What does availability mean? Availability means able to partake in. Let's go for it. Whoopee-doo. It just means now. Go for it. Do it. Because it's open. It's ready. It's willing. It's able. It's an avail. If there were no avails, you wouldn't be able to get through. With avails, you get right through. Get it? Okay, good. Now you can go back to your Harvard master class. Do you believe, Tony, that somebody doesn't know what avails mean?
You know what? Nothing surprises me anymore, I guess.
Well, what's education? We got to put more money in education.
The mind, it's a terrible thing.
Okay. They showed some video this morning of these two gangsters with 12-gauge shotguns. The reason I know they're 12-gauge shotguns, they said that's what they were. They said they were at the Wendy's site. You know the one they burned down? Okay. They said, hey, we got 12-gauge shotguns, and we're going to guard this. What the hell is there to guard in a building that's burned down? They got some free burgers that are left over in the freezer or something? I don't understand that. But for those of you who think the police, I was thinking the other day that they're doing these terrible things. And without police, there'd be nobody to stop them. We wouldn't have the availability to stop them. Because by the time we got the military involved or the National Guard, which I think of them in the same breath, National Guard, military, okay, military, it will be all over. So, okay, Bubba Wallace, what's the lesson learned? I think it's the lesson is do not rush to judgment. Okay, Johnny, thank you. Thank you. He's up in the sky litigating. Don't rush to judgment. Phase four. When we get phase four, which will be sometimes next week, no gyms are in there. No malls are in there. No movie theaters are in there. And we don't know why. Especially since, think about it like this. The state's been getting really good grades as being from one of the worst, in fact, probably the worst at the beginning, to the best now. So that unless we got some bad news or some bad numbers, I don't know what would make us change our decision on not including those. Also, the governor, Andrew Cuomo, says that all of the stuff going on now with the burnings and topplings of statues and things like that is just good, healthy expression. That's an exact quote. Not good, but his exact quote was healthy expression. I don't consider it a healthy expression at all. When you were a kid and you set fire to something, did mommy or dad say, "No, well, that's okay. It's a good, healthy expression. We see you were burning grasshoppers in the backyard." That's just a hat. Johnny is so creative. He thinks of creative ways to express himself. This is a healthy one. Nobody thinks of burning anything as a healthy expression, except apparently our governor. Let's go to line one. That would be Kathy in South Buffalo. Kathy, you're on WBEN.
Good morning. The world has gone mad.
It has, truly.
I want to know, how soon are they going to start the ancient practice of let's burn all the books?
Oh, yeah, the famous Nazi book burnings, that apparently will be on the list because that's what they want to do, erase history.
You can't erase history. It's like erasing yesterday. You can't erase it. It was there. It happened. I mean, if they're refusing to look at a statue and not see anything except a concrete statue, their mental capacity is so diminished, it's unbelievable. I can't fathom how they think.
See, we're trying to put rational reasoning up against irrational actions, okay? They started off with a legitimate beef, okay? The death of George Floyd. We were all there at the same time. But then it spread out, and they used other things in the name of the death of George Floyd. Now what they're doing has nothing to do with George Floyd at all. They segued over to other things. I think they have them in a holding pattern waiting to be used at the next opportunity.
It's like a divorce case that the wife is screaming, you cheated on me in court, and you were with Suzanne and Marie, and it winds up, you used my toenail clippers. I told you, you know, why use my
toenail? I will tell you something, Kathy. Nobody has ever used that analogy of accusing your husband of being with two women, and instead he just used her toenail clippers.
But that's how it is they went from absolute justified indignation and anger and
sure.
And all of that, and I would have thrown the switch on that cop. I would have shot him for them because it was despicable. There's no
It was torture.
To describe him.
Yeah.
Now they're losing the people that sympathized with them and were with them in this.
And they're telling us to forget about history. Have you seen any of these people, and have you heard any of these people? This is not exactly the intelligentsia. None of these are Jeopardy contestants, and we suddenly expect them to be just exuding intelligence when they're not.
But it's like they went from a justified cause, anger and all of that has been done to them, the injustices, yes. But you can't change history. You can only change tomorrow. And they're losing the white people's sympathy.
Absolutely, positively true. And what we find is we have a lot of spineless officials who could have and still can end it who haven't been able to do it yet. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I hope nobody takes her toenail clipper. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Three major areas of Bubba Wallace. The black NASCAR driver who said there was a noose in my stall where the cars are serviced and whatever. They sent 15 FBI agents down there because the assumption was that this was a major hate crime. Well, when they got down there, they found out that every stall had those, and what they were are rope pulls to pull down the doors. The doors go way up high when they're open, and they use those to pull them down. And so the FBI has said officially, this was not a hate crime. And they did some homework, and they got pictures of those. They were all there in 19, and they were there before Bubba Wallace was even assigned that garage. So it definitely wasn't a hate crime, and now he's still claiming that the FBI doesn't know what they're talking about. It is a noose, and everything we did the other day, we still mean it, things like that. So I just, Bubba Wallace, lessons learned. I said don't rush to judgment would be the lesson I would put to that one. Okay, phase four, when we do get it, no gyms, no malls, no movies. They still will not be on the list, so sorry to hear that. Also, the governor looks at all of this vandalism, burning of statues, decapitating heads on famous people as a healthy expression. What the hell is he smoking? And think about it. Now we know that it's the mayor and the governor who have to put an end to it. What happens if this breaks out again? We had a small version of it before. What happens if it breaks out? We're not going to have anybody in the chain of command who's willing to stop it in New York. It's ludicrous. It's outrageous. And the governor ought to get his head on straight. All right, let's go to who would be the next one? Line two, and that would be Bill in DePew. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, may I make a statement before I answer your questions, please?
Of course you're always willing to make a statement.
Being 90 years old, I'd like to make this statement. Black Lives Matter, the most racist remark perpetrated on the American people. I'm a 90-year-old white. I believe my life matters also. As the Chinese, the Japanese, the Italians, the Polish in this country. So this is a racist remark toward me and all the rest.
I think you echo a lot of people, and the town council, the city council, has voted unanimously to rename a street. They have not decided which street will be renamed as Black Lives Matter, so they're falling in line. All right, what do you think about what we're talking about, the Bubba Wallace thing, the Phase 4, not including some important things, and the governor saying it's just healthy expression.
Okay, Bubba Wallace is another one of these black guys that wants to be recognized as everybody else. He finishes about 13th, 18th. He hasn't won a darn race. And the whole thing is, it's ridiculous. Every time they want to open up and get a little praise, that's what they're going to do. So,
well, I think, first of all, I think it could have been a misunderstanding. But I think that as a misunderstanding, it should have gone through some layers of people or management or something before it went public. Because if the FBI agents knew it, then NASCAR could have known it. Bubba might have been able to know it. And he still claims it's a noose, even though the agents say no. I don't think somebody would do something like that just for publicity, but I do think in this superheated atmosphere, it's easy to misinterpret something.
But look how he followed up, just like you said.
He still claims that it's a noose, but the point is there's one on every door, and they've been there since 19, okay? He didn't even have a garage space assigned to him as the one is where he is now. So they didn't assign those till later.
Yeah, correct. Now let's get to the city mayor and the governor of the state. They are both stupid, plain ass stupid. There is no other answer to these guys and all these people. And I go back, I'm 90 years old. They're tearing down the history of this America. And why are they doing it? Bowery said it right. Nothing but a communistic move in this country. And that's...
Well, I think he's right, and I don't know what the group is from, but they are trying to erase our history, and this is not about simple protests. This is these are anarchists. They are trying to dissolve the government. No law, no order, no police, and that's what they want. The next step, as one of the earlier caller mentioned, will be book burnings. There'll be certain books that they will not like, and so we all meet in the center of town and burn them. I mean, that's right out of the Nazi playbook. That's right. It's some kind of terrorist organized action.
I was just going to say that too, Sandy. It's a Nazi move when the kids turned in their own parents to these... taken to prison in Germany and all the rest. And
yeah, you know, I saw some video yesterday of some young adults just chattering away at policemen standing in a row to guard a monument. And I'm thinking, if that was my daughter, because one of them was a young woman, if that was my daughter, I would have a serious discussion with her and find out what's going on in her brain, because it was totally irrational, and you had to give credit to the cops because they're standing there taking it, being harangued within a couple of inches because they know the cops aren't going to do anything.
Right. They've been ordered not to.
Yeah, that's the point. Are they going to do something and lose their job because of you? I don't think so. Hey, thanks for the call. Thank you, Bill. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.